Today we continue our study of Mishnayos Meseches Bikurim with lesson number 17, in which, Yemirtzeh Hashem, we will finish the third perek. So we're learning Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Mishnah Yud Beis, the third perek, the 11th and 12th Mishnayos. We learned about Tosefes Bikurim. If a person wishes to add to the basic core bikurim, which upon which he tied the gemi, upon which he tied the ribbon on the tree, he can do so with no limits. He can even give his whole field as bikurim. Amos ayomru tosefes habikurim kabikurim. But when do we say the halacha that this tosefes has the halacha in every respect like bikurim and has to be eaten b'tahara, potur from maestres, etc.? Only if the Tosefes comes from fruit of the land of Eretz Yisrael. If it doesn't come from the land of Eretz Yisrael, eino ka bikurim, and the Mefarshim say that this is referring even to bikurim from Eiver Hayarden, which in some respects is like Eretz Yisrael, but is not considered Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. So the Tosefes Bikurim cannot be from fruits of the Eiver HaYarden. Then it would not add and become equal to the Bikurim which was given from the west bank of the Yarden, which is bona fide, totally 100% Eretz Yisrael. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis. Lama omru habikurim kenichsei chove. In what respect do we say that once the basket of bikurim is given to the kohen owns this bikurim as his own very property? Shehu kone mehem avodim v'karkaos uvehem otemeyo. That he can purchase with the bikurim, he can sell it to another kohen. And with the money he can buy slaves, he can buy land, he can buy horses and donkeys. Uvalchov notlon bechovo. If this kohen owes money, his balchov, the person to whom he owes the money, can come. The creditor can come and take the bikurim from him. V'hoisho b'ksuvos. If he divorces his wife and his wife wants to collect her ksuvo, she can't collect the ksuvo even from the bikurim. Kesefer Torah. It is no different from a sefer Torah. Because even a Sefer Torah, a Balchov can come and take it from the owner of the Sefer Torah. And an Isha, a divorced woman, can come and take it from her ex-husband in payment for the Ksuva. That's the approach to this phrase, Kesefer Torah, of the Bartanura. The other Mefarshim have different approaches to this phrase, Kesefer Torah, but we will follow the Bartanura and continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einosnin Osom Elo Lechover Betova. Here too, there's a dispute among the Mefarshim as to how to understand the rest of this Mishnah. We will follow the Bartanura, who in turn follows the Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda believes that the Bikurim should not just be put down next to the Mizbeach and left to any Kohen who happens to be on duty, but rather Einosnin Osom Elo Lechover Betova. It is only given to a Kohen who is a Chover, who is a Talmud Chacham, who is careful to treat the Bikurim properly, to eat them b'tahara, etc. B'tova would mean as a chesed, as a nedova, as a special favor. However, the Chachomim omrim, no. Nosnim osom li'anshe mishmor. You put the Bikurim down next to the Mizbeach. As we know, every week, A different one of the 24 shifts of Kohanim would be on duty. Whichever Kohen happens to be on duty, whichever group of Kohanim happens to be on duty the week that I bring Bikurim, that's to whom I leave the Bikurim. Anyone can take it from the Anshe Mishmor, any Kohen, whether he is a Chover or not. Because we rely upon the fact that a Kohen who's on duty at the Beis HaMikdash will be careful to eat the Bikurim B'Tahara, even if he is normally not a Chover, not so careful. And the Kohanim divvy up the Bikurim as they divvy up Korbonos. The ones who are on duty get together, you take this, I'll take that, they make a division, And the halacha is like the chachomim. The bikurim do not have to be given to any special kohen. They are given to the kohanim who are members of the mishmar on duty. And so we have finished the third perek and finished lesson number 17.